Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
That is hurting, and I know someone out there that thinks they're worthless. I know there's someone out there that's heartbroken, and I know someone that lost their job and they ain't working. But I know a man that is able to fix everything you are going through. And this man, he is incredible. Give your problems to him and just let him go. There's some people out there gotta believe me.
I know too much about him.
You ain't got nothing to lose.
So just right here.
Can I get a witness to help me say he forgave me? Nothing else they can do. Somebody has debt to the ceiling, and all your bills are due. But I know a man that is able to fix everything you are going through. And this man, he is incredible. Give your problems to him and just let him go. There's some people out there
that really doubt him.
You gotta believe me.
About
you ain't got nothing to lose.
So just right here.
Can I get a witness to help me say he forgave me?
Great.
Then he delivered me.
Great.
Then he saved me.
Great.
You better preach, 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 preach. Say that word. It's hard to trust what I can't see, but God reminded me, you're not alone, have faith in me, I can do the impossible.
Now tuned into the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of the entire planet Earth and throughout the universe. You're tuned into the voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, who has come to us this day and making his word be stand in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I send to you all, As-salamu alaykum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of the planet, the Star and Crescent Report. And our show today is titled, Fear Unlike Anything You've Seen Before, as Adam's System Goes Supernova. We were prevented from doing the show Tuesday. The devil blocked us, wouldn't even allow us to access our board. I mean, no matter what we did for 20 minutes before the show and like 30 minutes during what was supposed to be showtime or an hour or something like that, we were trying to access the board, but they wouldn't allow us to do it. But today they're allowing us to get to the Star and Crescent Report, so we thank the devil for easing off the pressure a little bit. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I also want to thank all of you who have donated, whether it was this month or whether it was last year or what have you. Thank you so much. Everything, whether it's one penny or $1 to the Star and Crescent Report, is greatly appreciated. To the Hiram 1555 blog, it's greatly appreciated. From everybody from Brother Hakeem Zahir to Brother Gerald, Sister Tangela, Brother Amir, Brother Adrian, Brother Macau, can't forget the brother there, and a few other people. Thank you so much for the money, the few coins that you can scrape together to help the show and the website continue to put this truth out here without addition and without subtraction. Now, even though the devil blocked us from Tuesday's show, it was very, very important that I put in place yesterday the show called All Hell is About to Break Loose, which played yesterday at this exact time. The reason I did that was specific. I wanted you to see that the show that we talked about last week and all of the things that we were telling you to expect, you start seeing it in the market. You start seeing things that you never thought you'd see before. And we told you that this thing was going to start breaking down September. Well, this is the end of August. This is around the same time frame. The devil knows this. He's warning you now, but we've been warning you for year after year after year because prophecy and time demands this to take place. See, the devil doesn't have any say on this. Why is it happening now? Because time is demanding that prophecy be vindicated. Without this understanding, you will yet fall victim to what is going on because you'll start taking this person's advice and that person's advice. And as Muslims and those of you who are a little bit acquainted with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you are not supposed to take on mixed instructions, lest you be swayed left or right, okay? So what we're going to do and what we've been doing is laying the base that you can understand the time that you're in so that you'll know your place and what you must do and what to expect in these latter days. because this devil is scared at what he sees. You understand? And we do have Brother Rashid Nasser with us. Now, why is this stuff taking place? Because we are now living in a complete change of worlds, a complete change of order, a complete change of idea and rulership. The white man's ideas, his system, his life, everything that he has built is foreign to you. It is no secret that the reason you are the bottom of society today and yesterday under him, it is no secret that the reason that you feel that as an outcast and you're longing to be included in his society is because by nature, the society that he built, the system that he builds and maintains on war, theft, robbery, deceit, is diametrically opposed to the very nature of you. And now they're seeing that their corruption, their greed, their desire for more and more, and it's never enough, is now destroying their own world. You get a taste of it from sometimes. The black entertainers and sports athletes, it's never enough for them. Never. You come from nothing. You get $500 million. Then you want $500 million. And you will try to keep all of that paper worth in your bank while your people, the same people in your house, the same people in your neighborhood, the same people who you run with in the street when you were poor, are still left in that dire state as you accumulate more paper assets, more wealth. This is the capitalistic mind of the Eurocentric thinking. So now God removes that thought by saying B. And now we're seeing that word B backed up by the actions of world events and time. Okay? Let's go to something real quick. We got a lot of clips to play. We got a lot of time. This show may be an hour and a half, 2 hours. Well, I know it's an hour and a half. It may go into 2 hours, God willing. I want you to be patient with us as we lay down the foundation, brothers and sisters, because there's so much that you've got to see. And then we'll get back to some people who say, I don't know why you talking about China. I don't know why you talking about Russia. I'm talking about something on my street, my block. And now you see how the market's reacted over here because of what went on over in China within minutes of the economic war that is being waged by East and West. When China got a hiccup, Europe lost $1.5 trillion in less than one day. America lost $2.1 trillion in less than one day. Billionaires lost billions of dollars. Millionaires became thousandaires, and thousandaires became broke in a system that is broke. It's all affecting you. Cannot you see this? We are interconnected. They call it now, they call it the global community, right? The global economy. Why? Because everything is interconnected today, and therefore Allah now is removing everything of the old to bring in something new. Behold, I make all things new. A new heaven and a new earth. Right? And our Savior has arrived. Let's go, because it's on my mind right now. Let's flip the page. Let's see. I think it's chapter 23. I have a little coffee this morning while I'm talking to you. Chapter 23. That's the longest chapter in this book called Our Savior Has Arrived. And in this book, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches about a change of worlds and what must take place. In this book and in this chapter, he talks about a universal awakening of the black man that must take place. But how must that universal awakening take place if he's not listening to sound reasoning, sound guidance? How must he be awakened? The word is no longer sufficient, so there must be a whole bunch of events that are in succession of each other that will become worse. Each event down the line that will trigger a mechanism in the black man to realize the situation and the time that we are now in and the situation that we are now facing, right, for this to take place. Remember that the scripture teaches us that the word was no longer sufficient to breathe life into the dry bones. The word was enough to stand them up. But the book says, Ezekiel said, but still no life was in them. And he said, God talked to him and said, son of man, don't talk to me no more. Prophesy to the winds. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, these winds represent the wars and the violence upon the world and upon the black man and woman to force you into the reality of the time, the reality of self and the reality of your open enemies and the reality of the changing worlds. I'm telling you, black man and black woman, we're looking at them and we see fear unlike anything that you've ever seen before as Adam's system goes supernova. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us in Our Savior Has Arrived on page 121, and we'll go over to 122 also. He says, the white race are the gods of their world. The white man put us on wheels. You say, oh, but we had wheels before. That is all right if we did have wheels. He himself put you on a new wheel, one different from the one you were using for transportation. The white man moved you off the back, the camel's back and the donkey's back, and put you onto fast-powered transportation such as automobiles, and he put you on wings in the sky. All of this was new and he compared to what we had. So we would like to show you that the white man himself has made a new world. Stop right there. Why did you read that, Rashid Muhammad? Because before you can understand before you can understand that which is new coming in, you must understand why we must remove the old. Because if the old is sufficient, there's no need for a new. If the old is everlasting, there's no need for a new. If the old is unbreakable, there's no need for a new. And if the old is natural, there's no need for anything after that, right? But if it is corrupt, deceitful, predatory, parasitic, and unnatural, of course it cannot survive in the environment of this world, of this universe, because this universe was brought about by the originator himself in a natural state, in a natural mind. Therefore, the natural must rid itself of the unnatural. The white man is not dumb to this. He recognizes this, and this is why he's putting war satellites, offensive weapons in space, under the water, on land, above the clouds. And he's even searching other planets to see if there's any gods on those planets who can make war with him. Right? These people are an unnatural people. They're the only people that you know and that you've ever come in contact with that will try to come amongst you and tell you how to live, how to think, how to act, how to walk, how to talk. Right? And if you don't fall for it, they'll use brute force and deception. Right? If I'm lying, you can prove it. 347-989-0855. 347-989-0855. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad goes further and he says this. So we would like to show you that the white man himself has made a new world. Therefore, should we be surprised when the God of righteousness come in and makes a new world and that he does not want any material of the old world? Are you surprised? Or is it due to your desire to remain with the wicked, old wicked world? The next world is a world of righteousness. Stop right there. If God is making something new because the old has lived out its lifespan, its existence, and the new that God makes is righteous, then that means that the old world was diametrically opposed or the opposite of righteous, right? Because if the old world was righteous, it would not have any limit on its life. If the old world was righteous, there would be no need to remove it. There would be no need for a day of judgment. But since everybody from the Muslim world to the Christian world to the Hindus to the Confucians believe that there is a judgment, they are acknowledging by default that the system in the world that you now live in is unrighteous. Right? Common sense. Let's go a little further. Don't be mad at me. All praise is due to Allah, Master Farad Muhammad, the true and living God, for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. I am forever indebted to God, his messenger, and the mighty angels of heaven for their mercy of opening my eyes on this great day of judgment. If I don't live to see another day, I know that God is fulfilling his word. If I don't live to speak another word, I know that God's promise is true. Because I'm living and I have lived to see many of the days, not of the coming, but of the presence of God, his messenger, and those executioners who are executing justice against the ungodly. Right? And the devil knows it too. That's why he sees fear unlike anything you've ever seen before. Because he knows that his system, the endemic system, is going supernova. And why is it going supernova now? Because if you calculate on time, and remember time is motion, if you start a point from this day and calculate back, you will calculate a little bit over 6,000 years. And a 1,000 years is like unto a day with the Lord, or a day is like unto 1,000 years, right? So Adam had that 6 day or 6,000 years to rule. And after that, he must be put to rest. This is what's going on. Adam is being killed. His system is being killed. His thoughts and his ideas and his culture is being killed by the executioner, the Lord of the worlds. All praise is due to Allah. Let's go to something. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, the next world is a world of righteousness. You do not want to be righteous. You want to have freedom, justice, and equality, but you still would like the wicked to continue to rule because of your desire to be wicked. Stop right there. He is talking to everybody, but specifically to the Muslims. A lot of you, all praise is due to Allah, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad is this, but behind closed doors, you're backbiting and backstabbing and talking about brothers and talking about sisters. And because you might have a disagreement, you use that Negro mind, that mind of the Caucasian, to handle your problems instead of being men and women of righteousness to settle disputes. You talk a good game, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. You do not want to be righteous. You want the appearance of righteousness. But you are a graveyard or a tomb or a sepulcher. And that is a tomb of dead bodies. That's what you are. Some of you. And so when a person shines light on this, you don't like that because it exposes you. So long as the light beam is focused on somebody else, that's a hypocrite. That person should be following the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's you. But when the light is shining on your actions and your thoughts, you can't take that. You become a nigger. And you do everything to defend yourself and demonize the person that's telling the truth. So you talk righteous, but Elijah Muhammad says, you don't want to be righteous. He says, you want to have freedom, justice, and equality. But you still would like the wicked to continue to rule because of your desire to be wicked. That's what we see that is pervasive in American society right now. Even with the knowledge of God and the presence of God amongst the black man here in America, you are still acting towards each other divisive, hateful, spiteful, vengeful, right? What's that? That's the mind of Caucasian. That's your slave mastermind. But you got a bow tie on. You know a little Arabic. You got a clean shaved face, or you got on a Muslim garment, woman, and yet you are so divisive. You talk a good game, but it's not good enough to deceive Allah, his messenger, the messenger's followers, and the angels of heaven. Everything in you will be brought out of you in this day of judgment. Don't you see that the white man thought that he could hide his corruption, his evil? That's why he kept you away from his deep internal affairs. He didn't want you to see just how wicked, just how evil, just how deceitful he is. Not was, is. because he continues to live right now. And he continues to carry out the same thoughts, the same ideas, and the same actions as his ancestors. And you, black man and black woman, are living the same way. Isn't that right? Talk back to me. If I'm lying, 347-989-0855. If I'm telling the truth, 347-989-0855. Walk with your brother for a minute. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, the God of righteousness will rule in the hereafter. The God of righteousness who will rule, excuse me, in the hereafter will rule, will have an unlimited rule and not a limited rule like the rule of Yaqub. How, listen to this, how must the God of righteousness begin? See, now we got to understand that there's a beginning, just like there's an ending to the old, there's a beginning to a new. But how must it begin? Look what you see in your markets today. Look what you see in your neighborhood today. For one world to die out and a new world to come in, there must be bloodshed, grief, destruction. Because something new, whenever they want to bring in a new set of crops or a new set of plant life in forestry areas, what do? They have what? A controlled burn, right? Because after the controlled burn, the wildlife flourishes better. So now God decreed that he will have a controlled burn. And he will burn up this world and leave it neither root nor branch, right? For a new world to come in. So how does it begin? Muhammad says, what thought do you have of him and his beginning? He makes all things new. The first way, number one, the first way to bring about something new is to change the way of thinking of the people. When you have removed from the people the old mind and idea, then you can insert new ideas into their mind. Stop right there. This is being done. The devil did that. When he came on the scene, he stole your history, stole your culture, made up these fake people called Jews, so that you can look over there to them white people over in Palestine and call them Jews. So you can think that your salvation lies in the Middle East, when we know that the real Israel is America proper. And you are those sacred vessels that have been kept hidden and locked in the house of Israel. But God comes after your deliverance today. But that mindset of deception to conquer has led the white man to the pinnacle of power in this universe, in this world of his. Right? And so it is with the black leadership today. They erase that oldness of righteousness that Elijah Muhammad, that base that Elijah put down, and they use the same methods, the same tactics that their oppressor use so that they can insert their ideas in you. And they can rule you. And that's why we classify them as part of the 10%. The bloodsuckers of the poor who teach the poor lies. Right? Oh, come on, walk with me. A little bit black man. And if your feet hurting bad, come on over here. We got some spiritual doctor shows. Walk with me. Here we go. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, when you have removed from the people the old mind and idea, then you can insert new ideas into their mind. Why is he talking about this is the first stage? Because Jesus says that you cannot put new wine in the old wineskin, lest the wineskin break and the wine spill out. He's telling you that God wants to reshape and remake and recreate your physical appearance. But for that to happen, he has to pour into you a new thought, right? But you must be willing to give up that old thought, lest you taint the new thought. If you put it like this, if you had a glass, a half full glass of pure water, and someone had over here a bottle of orange juice, and you wanted a sip of the orange juice, but you were not willing, they didn't want you to drink after them, and they didn't want to drink after you, so they wanted to pour the orange juice in the water. If you did not pour the water out, you dilute both the water and the orange juice, right? For you to have pure water, you must keep that water in your cup without the orange juice, or for you to have a sip of the orange juice, you must let loose the whole water. Lest you ruin both, right? Talk back to me. So the wisdom that God wants to put in you for today to change you, mind, body, and soul, you must be willing to give up that old way of thinking. Because the old world was not sufficient for the people of the old world. So how in the hell can it be sufficient for you? The white man all over America and all over the world talking about we need change. The problem with that is he wants to be the dominant power in the change. He wants to rule if it's another world. He wants to rule if it's a heaven. He wants to dictate to God his principles. God says he can. God condemns homosexuality. The devil said, no, we got to get past that. That was old time. He wants to dictate to the God. Therefore, he must be removed because he is in total opposition to the God. And we have taken on his mindset because the devil puts his ideas in you through his books, through his television, his internet, his radio, constantly bombarding your mind. And before you know it, you start taking on things and doing things that you would have never thought before. Never would you have thought 20, 30, 40 years ago that older women in their 50s and 60s would be walking around in panties in the daytime. Outside, would be walking around with booty shorts on, with blonde wigs on, out in the open, or you'll be seeing 13 and 14-year-old girls holding hands and kissing, walking up and down the street. The white man popped this into you to make you think that it was right. And then, listen what he does. If this white man is ever so deceitful, after popping it into you, he makes you to condemn those who have stayed on the course of righteousness. Oh, you got to get past that. You don't go in their bedroom with them. God destroyed an entire people over that homosexuality because he was wroth with that. But the white man wants to discard that because everything thou shalt not do, he says, is all right with him. So can he go over to a new world with that old mind, with those old actions, with all of that deceit? I think not. Muhammad says, this is done by the old being attracted by a new way of teaching. And this is what some of the leaders do. They take the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings. And what they'll do, they'll use his name to shield their dirty teachings, their dirty religion. They add up everything to it. And you'll hear him say, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad once taught me or said to me, these are lies. They are conditioning you, and they're breathing into you their wisdom and their inspiration on the back of hiding behind the messenger of God. And once they feel that they have enough power and enough followers, they start saying everything. They become the messenger of Allah. They become the Mahdi. They become the Christ. They become a son of man. They become God himself. They are crazy as hell because they have been inundated with this Caucasian mind, and they are not firmly rooted in the word of God. You understand? And that's why Muhammad teaches us in the Bible bears him witness that on this day of judgment, if you are not firmly rooted to God and his messenger, you will swoon, start going insane. And we see that every day. The proof is evident in everyday conditions in America and around the globe. You can't argue with truth. You can't do it and be victorious. Huh? All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, for those of you who don't understand where we are in the judgment, I hate it for you because the time is so fast and it's picking up speed that you may get lost behind, left behind because you are not analyzing and processing. You're still stuck in your itinerary of 1910 or 1920 or 1940 or 1950. And you're not understanding that time moves on. And because you are holding on to a particular period of time, that has long since elapsed. You are refusing to acknowledge all of the progress that time has made in the bringing about of justice to the black man and the issuance of judgment to the ungodly. Fear unlike you. Listen to me good. Fear unlike anything you've ever seen before. It's raining down on these white people because they see the endemic system going supernova. They know it. And for those of you who don't understand and who I don't know what China and Russia and what they got to do with me, let the white man tell you. Okay? Maybe you understand. If the devil allows it. I guess he's not allowing it. All praise is due to Allah. I guess the devil said, no, Negro. But let's see if he will allow it. He's not allowing any clips to be played, black man and black woman. But it doesn't matter, because if he doesn't allow this, we'll go into part two. We'll have a part two. But we're going to continue this show because there's so much that has to be done. I got 1,000 clips on the board. Brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter what I talk on. I can pull up some stuff on it, okay? I just want you to understand that the devil sees that his system is over. He sees that a change is happening, and even he is getting concerned because he no longer has control. You hear these white people say, the central banks have lost control. It's not just the central banks. It's the white governments and the entire rulership of the endemic people over the black man across the world. We are entering into a change, and one person must let go of power or his hands be chopped off, and the other one is to grab hold to the reins of power and prove that he has been and is and will always be God. That's the black nation. God has come here to liberate the black nation and to set you back on top of civilization. All right? All praise is due to Allah. I want to say to you all who are listening, smile. It's your day. Black man and black woman, you are, especially you who are here in America, who are descendants of ex-slaves or slaves. No one has ever received a blessing like you are receiving today. Think about how much God loves you to leave everything of his glory and to declare you the apple of his eye and proclaim in scripture and prophecy that he would kill off nations for your sake to give you a home and to place you back on top of civilization. This is what the significance of everything that you see going on in the South China Sea. This is the significance of everything you see going on in North Africa and in the Middle East. This is the significance of the Ukrainian crisis. This is the significance of America being pushed out of Central and South America and her power being broken universally. It is because God comes to redeem you. Above all others, you will be the pillars in government of a new world, a new universe, a new line of thought, a new culture. This is for you. And then everybody else will get it. But God comes for you. That's a beautiful thing to know. And the white man knows that his system is collapsing. And let's see if the devil will allow us to play this clip here. Huh. He is blocking everything. Well, again, I'm going to bring in Brother Rashid in just a second, okay? But I just want you see how wicked this devil is. He knows that we had about 12 clips specifically for this show to play for you, that you may understand the time and what must be done. He knows this, but he always is bothering the Star and Crescent Report. You don't never hear them bothering these other shows, blocking them, cutting people off, dropping them, preventing the host from calling in, preventing the host from accessing his dashboard, all right? But you hear it all the time here. Why? It must be something to this show. But I want to also point out to you, brothers and sisters, you know, the Bible talks about that in the end days that God would raise up a man like Moses. And in that, the people say, how shall we know if that prophet be of God or not? And Moses was talking to him, and they were talking to the people and saying, if that man prophesied and his prophecies don't come into being, then that's a man that you should not fear. But if that man prophesies and his word comes to be, then know that God is with him. That is the significance of Elijah. God is with us. And that's therefore we teach you, and you can go back to each show, and you can see how we pointed out things to you. And now it's happening in the news. You see? Nobody was saying there's no black show, no Muslim show. None of them go back and look. But the Star and Crescent has been saying it. We've been talking about economic collapse, and we've been talking about the wars, and we've been equating them to the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to show you in real time where we are. But most Muslims can't handle that because they have not processed this stuff in that way. So they become adverse to the truth and enemies of what Elijah Muhammad says, even though they claim to be followers of Elijah Muhammad. It's critical today that you understand where you are, that you be left behind for the destruction. Now, black man and black woman, we'll go to a few more clips. These clips were going to be used on the other show, right? But I didn't use them for the other show, so we'll use them for this show, but they are right, they were last week, I believe. And we'll go into it. We have people raising their hands. Now they're getting dropped. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about with this show. But you have to be patient. And if this devil drops you, call right back in. If he knocks you offline, log right back in, because the time is so significant that you must understand that everything is falling apart for this white man. We're going to play a couple older clips, and then we're going to bring in a couple clips that we had for the other show. We're going to bring in Brother Rashid Nasser also in just a few minutes. But I want you to see, we'll go over some what this devil is talking about, this civilization, the Eurozone. And this, remember, this is happening prior to Monday. And we were telling you that they were looking for a massive collapse in the markets and stuff. Long before you can go to the Hiram 1555 blog, we've been talking about this stuff long, long, and long, and see how time and circumstances bear witness to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and vindicate you. This is why I don't care when people say anything in the negative against us or say anything negative about me, because I know that regardless of whether I live to see it or not, time and circumstance will vindicate truth always. And regardless to, and this is what Muhammad meant about, you will be the winner, living or dead. You understand? Because if you have that truth and you have died, that truth is forever and eternal, and the truth will be vindicated, and you yourself will be vindicated in that truth. All right? Smile. This is what the devil was saying. Oh, all brothers and sisters, they are blocking every clip. They're not allowing me to play any clip for the show. But it's okay. And also, for those of you, Brother Rashid, I'm going to bring you in shortly. But I can't bring you into my dashboard comes back in because it just went black, all right? So we'll go to this book real quick, and then we'll come back and play this truth of God and bring Brother Rashid in. But listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. He says, this is done by the old being attracted by a new way of teaching, a new school of learning to condition their minds to that thing that you are about to present to them that is altogether new and different from what they have been accustomed to. Some leaders use this, because, and they use the same tactics as the devil. When the devil wanted to bomb Libya because they were mad at Muammar Gaddafi for kicking them out of the largest military base and foothold that they had in North Africa, in Africa, period, they didn't just bomb him. They sanctioned him, right? And when the sanctions didn't work, they sent in people, fillers from other nations, to try to coerce them or convince them to come over to their side. And when that didn't work, they set him up. And the devil was telling them all along what he was going to do to them. A few years ago, I did a show, and I was talking to the people, and I was telling them about this show, this movie called No Escape, I believe that's what it's called, with Ray Liotta. Ray Liotta, the actor. And then this show, in the first 13 minutes of this movie, Ray Liotta, he was having flashbacks because he was put in a penal colony. And in his flashbacks, he was going through what had transpired. And it's ironic that the same thing in his flashback in his movie comes out in the 80s, I believe, or the late or the early 90s. The late 80s or the early 90s, no escape. And in this, there was an uprising, so-called, that was pushed upon the people of Libya. And there was a false flag operation that caused the mass loss of life. And the war took place in Libya, and it started in Benghazi. What happened to Libya in the 2010 area and above? The uprising, the false flag operation, and where did it start at? In Benghazi, right? The same city that even though a lot of Westerners wouldn't come to Tripoli, they were being issued in and out of Benghazi. The devil was putting this there. And he always put signs. And only when he thinks that he is strong enough will he come right out and then bomb or do what he has to do. And this is what the leaders have learned from their masters, these black leaders. First they talk blackness and talk about going in the streets and doing this and doing that. And then while they're sitting in their comfy little house, they call upon you to be shot down, to be beat up, and to run the streets and be beaten in the head by the police officers. They're talking about getting a gun, and yet they're in the system of the government, right? But you don't sit down and you don't analyze this. Because the devil knows how to play you, and he uses these leaders to play you. And you would think them to be your brothers, when in reality, they are tools of white oppression. Some know it, and some leaders don't have the funny ideas that they're being played. And then they'll come to you and present to you some stuff, something that they may have had in themselves for a while. And then they'll start, with the messenger's teachings, they'll start nitpicking at them here and there. And then when they finally don't feel any feedback or blowback, then they'll announce something different than what the messenger taught. Then before you know it, when that pillar is removed, they'll go to the next one. They're chipping at your resistance. And once they get so far into the resistance, they don't care if you have a little bit left. They feel that the blowback is insufficient, so then they proclaim to themselves and to the entire world that they are the messenger of Allah. This is what they do. They follow in the footsteps of the white oppressor. Everybody oppresses, deceives, and misleads the so-called Negro in the mud. So God is now destroying the system that the white man relies on for power. And if the system is destroyed, then the power of the white man is destroyed. And therefore, the black man who relies on the same tactics and the same system to be a bloodsucker of you, his power is destroyed, and he is exposed for the entire world. And the messenger says the hypocrite's greatest fear is his exposure, right? They fear it unlike anything that you've seen before, because they too are citizens of Adam's system, and they see it going supernova themselves. And they're mad at God because God didn't choose them. Are you with me? I hope so. Because this is a beautiful day to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. All praises due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Before I bring in Brother Rashid, let me try again. Let's see if the devil, I'm just going to play a random clip just to see if the devil will allow any clip to be played. And if not, then we'll continue to go along, okay? And continue to give you this truth regardless to whom or what. Let's see. Now, he's serious about this. This devil is serious. He is not allowing me to, old or new, I'm not being able to play any clip. But it's okay. We'll go to Brother Rashid. We'll bring him in because we promised to have him on the show for a lot of the people who wanted to hear from the brother. And Brother Rashid, I say unto you, this is your brother. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, brother. How you doing today?
Oh, brother, I'm doing pretty good, brother.
Brother,
how about yourself?
I'm feeling just fine, brother. If they're not hurting you, I mean, if you're not hurting them, they wouldn't do this to you, brother. So you know that you're really getting at the devil. You know, one day is not the the clip. The next day is not being on at all. The next day after that is dropping. If the devil was not hurting, he wouldn't be doing it to you. Your show got the devil on the run. He's got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir. And we give all praise and credit to Allah and his messenger, because this is the truth that they delivered to us.
You're right, brother. If you're not teaching the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching, the brother, then the devil don't have no reason to fear you.
Mm-hmm.
The devil don't have no reason to fear you. He can just do whatever he wants to you, you know. 99.9% of our people are whatever the devil tell him to do. You know, they're hooked into his system. And those few people that you can reach on this show, the devil is upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
He don't want no black man to escape. He want all of us to go to hell with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, brother, I want to say to you, you know, we're seeing the markets collapse. We're seeing the money. We're seeing the currency wars. We're seeing the buildup for war. And a lot of people don't know that America just bombed Libya again a couple of days ago on the DL. And remember what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, and we've been saying this, and we've been the only people to consistently say this. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught that Libya would play a part in the fall of America. And now, brother, we see the buildup in the Middle East quietly. Russia has troops over there. China is going to start patrolling over there. We see Iran is building up her forces. We see America deploying more warplanes, warships, troops. We see NATO getting involved. What does this have to do with the so-called Negro?
So-called. The man said, you see it over there, it's coming here. War had to be started in order for Muhammad to bring the black stone back into place. We are the black stone, and the war had to be started in order to put us in opposition. The black man of America is not to be a Negro forever. We 460 years in jail. It's time to put be freedom. This is what the poor black man don't understand. You can't run around hollering about a job or Black Lives Matter, voting for it. No, what you need is freedom. This is all time to be free. You know, like a man who's been in jail for 40 years and somebody go and tell him, okay, man, he opened up the cell, okay, listen, it's time to go free. And he sit up and they close the door back and say, no, I want to stay in jail. No, brother, it is freedom time for us. We done served 460 years. It's time for our nation to be born. And our people don't understand
that. Yeah, but, you know, as you said, it brought to mind to the Shawshank Redemption. Have you ever seen that, brother, where the white man is this old white librarian, when it was time for him to be freed, he hung himself. He didn't want to go back into the world.
That's right.
And that's what we do. It's time. Scripture and prophecy teaches us that God said he will do this regardless to whom or what. And if you are in opposition to this, then you are in opposition to God. This is the main point, one of the main points I try to bring home to the people. And I try to lay out the teachings so clear that even, you know, a fool will understand it, because our people seem like we're not processing this, like we are stuck and can't move forward in scripture or prophecy or in the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, while the entire world is collapsing, while the white man is telling you daily, you better get you some food. We can't feed you coming up. Y'all, you better get you some supplies. We can't do nothing. You better make you a plan, because we're not going to be able to help. War is coming. We're going to be bankrupt. The dollar is collapsing. It's not going to be worth anything. You better make preparations. Why, say you, does this Negro in America want feel-good stuff instead of reality?
Because he liked being a slave, bro. What's the major reason? Born slave. We like the white man being over us. We just like him. We like him.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, like the messenger said, that just think of it this way. If God is going to come and remove a world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then the scriptures tell you that he always sends up a messenger or a warner from among the people. Now, if America is the ruler of this world, and if God's going to destroy this world, he's going to go to Haiti and send a messenger from Haiti. He's going to send a messenger from the most powerful nation on earth, the one who intimidates everybody. America is so powerful that if she once thought about somebody, the leaders would start shaking. She didn't have to actually do anything. Just mention that I'm thinking about you. And the cat over in the wherever country he was, he would get the shiver. The black man of America, our messenger was Elijah Muhammad. Not only the messenger said to the black man of America, but to the world.
That's right.
White power, like you keep telling everybody, is rooted in white America. White America is able to cast a shadow all over the face of the planet Earth. And everybody must, like you said the other day about there, go over there and get them natural resources from other countries and then give them a piece of paper. With his
country. Yeah.
You're talking about a cold scheme. That ain't got a scheme for you, ain't you?
Hey, and when you get mad, at you, he say, "I'm gonna sanction you. That paper that I gave you no longer worth the value that I appointed to it. So you lose the money, you lose the value, and you lost your resources."
Then you go to even your friends and tell them you can't do any trade with him because I'm telling you not to do it, and they do it.
Yeah, yeah. But you can't tell him not to trade with Europe.
No, he never can say that now. And then when he's hollering about the world, it's always Europe, Canada, America, and Australia. And everybody else don't mean anything.
So God is after.
How powerful this white man is. He's on top, and nobody can remove him but the one who allowed him to be made.
Mm-hmm. And brothers and sisters who are listening to the show, and those of you who are just joining us, this is Brother Rashid Nasser on the show with us, and we're talking about the fear that is unlike anything that you've ever seen before, because Adam's system is going supernova. And all of this is pertaining to you and putting you back on top of civilization. As I was saying, Brother Rashid, the messenger talked about a new mind being put in us. The reason, a lot of us don't understand, the reason that there must be a new mind, the reason that there must be a new education is because we have developed a love for our oppressor, and we continue to keep some semblance of his civilization in us, and we can tell by the way we act toward each other. And then the definition of that is Stockholm Syndrome. And according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, it has something in here that says the origins of Stockholm Syndrome. And it says, from a 1973 robbery attempt in Stockholm, Sweden, during which bank employees held hostage developed sympathetic feelings toward their captors, toward their abusers. Now, the definition of it is this. Stockholm syndrome definition is the psychological tendency of a hostage to bond with, identify with, or sympathize with his or her captive. Now, let's see if that applies to the black man and woman in America. Did we come to America and her shores willingly? No. How did we come here? In chains, through deceit. And how were they able to maintain or rule over us? They ripped us of our culture, our God, our names, our religion, through brute force and deception. And now we're talking about we want to get into politics of the people who have used politics to keep and cement their rule over us. So what does that say? We are sufferers from Stockholm Syndrome. We sympathize with the oppressor, and we have tendencies of love towards somebody who has beaten us. It's almost like when we go back to marriage. You have an abusive spouse, and the husband is constantly beating on this woman. And every time the family says something about it, she gets upset and she goes to his defense. But she doesn't realize that sooner or later, if nobody steps in and does something, or if she does not have the power in herself to break free, she can lose her life. This is the point where we at today.
Brother, the black man is in such condition, he don't think that he sympathize. He think he's a little bitty slave master. Being oppressed, I'm part of them.
Yeah.
Our country. I'm an American.
We. Yeah. And the white man daily show him just how much of an American he thinks he is when he deprives him of freedom, justice, and equality, and unlawfully confines him and locks him up and gives him huge prison sentences and also the death sentence at unheard-of rates. He continues to use his justice or penal system to rob us of rights as human beings. And then he reinstitutes his slave order under the guise of making the prisoners do work. The same thing. This white man continues to do this. And yet we continue to yell for civil rights when the first thing we should be after is human rights. For this oppressor to recognize us and the world to recognize us as humans and separate from this abusive spouse that has shown nothing but contempt and hate for us since we have been forced into this marriage with this beast. Now, before you respond, brother, let me go to the phone line real quick. I'm not going to mute you because the question might be shot to you, okay? We'll go to the 909. You're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. We say unto you, 909. As-salamu alaykum. 909? Okay. I guess not.
As-salamu alaykum, sir.
Wa alaykum salam.
Sorry. I want to ask you, because you had mentioned the fear, someone that I know just had heart failure on Monday. And mm-hmm. So I just wanted you to comment on that because they're in reasonable age, in their mid-30s. And so I just wanted you to comment on the fact that that's going to be a problem for us who don't submit.
Okay. Thank you, brother. Okay, I'll go right to the fall of America. All right. We'll let Elijah Muhammad answer it. I can't answer it no better. I have nothing on Elijah Muhammad, so we'll go to him. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this. Flip to page 150-151, and it reads like this. The judgment of America, she is made manifest, as it is written in the Bible, Revelation. She is a cage of every unclean and hateful bird, every unclean and hateful human being. America, America, your day has come for the evil done to your black slave. America, you cannot repay that evil with another evil of trying to tempt the black slave by offering them your white women. That does not help you in this day, but it does condemn you as being a double crosser, that you will even offer your black one slave, your girls and women, to do with them as they please, if they will just follow you. Brother, I'm going to answer your question right here with Elijah Muhammad, but I want to read it in the context of what he's saying, okay? He says, the judgment of America. Babylon could have been healed, but she was not healed. America is just beginning to experience sorrow, mourning, grief, and distrust from the anger of God and man. Now listen to this. This is your answer right here, brother. Okay? I want you to hear this real quick because this is your answer. And they're messing with my dashboard. I cannot even access certain things. Okay, here we go. And he says, according to both the Holy Quran and the Bible, there will be plenty more of the same. In these two books, one can easily find everything foretold that is happening today. The time will grow so troublesome that according to the Holy Quran, children will become gray-headed, and according to the Bible, great heart failure will become a disease upon the people who have the anger of God, the American people. So because we are in a time that is dreaded, because we are in a time that is bringing about a change because of the heavy burden of the old society weighing on a new society and vice versa. People are having heart failure for what they see coming. And even when you don't consciously realize it, you know, sometimes your brain processes things that you don't think about in the forefront. They call it subliminal, right? So some of us, we may not want to accept certain things, but your brain and your mind is seeing certain things, and it becomes a weight on you, and it causes heart failure, as the Bible says. The time will grow so troublesome that according to the Holy Quran and according to the Bible, great heart failure will become a disease upon the people. That's page 151 of The Fall of America. So I hoped that answered your question, because this is in line with the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is in line with the judgment of America. This is in line with the fall of the white man and his power universally, because his society has been such a great burden, a heavy burden, on those who aspire to be free, aspire to be from under the grip of a wicked, oppressing taskmaster, that some people have taken on a burden, and it is weighing hard on them, and it is causing heart failure. Sometimes, brothers, sitting down and contemplating over the situation, I get headaches. And sometimes I have to just let it go and read scripture and pray, because this is how serious the time is. You're starting seeing loved ones that you hold dear to you falling victim to the time. And in this war, because this is a war, they call it the war of what? Armageddon. Arm age of the dawn. And you are seeing people whom you love, who have the same genetic makeup of you, falling by the wayside, or being caught up in the jail system, or being caught up in this and caught up in that. And it weighs heavy on your heart, especially when you're dealing with your own problems. And so in this war, we must understand that there will be casualties, some that don't touch you and some that touches right at home. But in this war, we must continue to move on, because the race is not to the fast nor to the swift. It is to he or she who endures to the end. And we must pray for patience, and we must pray that we be firmly rooted and not be swayed by this person or that person, because the entire spectrum of the white man's power is being broken universally. As I was saying, and I'll bring Brother Rashid in just a second, because he may want to comment. I was looking at the global trade index this morning, early this morning, and these white people are so scared of what they see. They say they've never seen numbers like what they're seeing now, and the global trade index is dropped 6 years ago, right? So 6 years ago is 2009, right? And so that means, you know, the crash of 2008, 2009. And they're talking about, but what they're seeing in the numbers is showing something way worse. And they talk the Baltic Dry Index also, which is an international trade thing that you can look up. The numbers are so bad that the white man is fearing, and that's why you have in this currency war. It's as Peter Schiff says, it's a race to the bottom. But the winner of that race is the one to be destroyed, and everyone is pointing at America. Why? Because she's the one who has hundreds of trillions of dollars floating around outside her own borders. And as the nations are pushed to this epic culmination of whether to sink or swim, they're going to throw off all of the excess weight that they have that's weighing them down in this ocean of debt. And then this weight has to come back to its owner, which will collapse the monetary system of America, will collapse her infrastructure, will collapse her nation, her government, and her society, and bring America to her knees. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue will confess that I, Master Farad Muhammad, alone is Allah. See, this is where we are in prophecy. This is where we are in scripture. Everything that you see happening is for your redemption. I know, Brother Rashid, this devil has muted your microphone, and I'm trying to unmute it. And, oh, here we go, right here. All right, it's showing red. Brother Rashid, what you have to say about this?
Well, brother, you know, the messengers say that we will come 1 year. Allah will destroy America in 1 year. We're leading up to that, and you'll have great natural disasters and stuff happen. Leading up to that, you know, we got, what, maybe 9 or 10 years left, according to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching, and that Allah will, in 1 year, will basically attack him in 1 year,
and take all of his, before that, you put him at war and have him to lose all his big military. Then after he had no military, then the people of South America will come and take everything from America and take it back to South America. And then when he have nothing left, then Allah will start in on.
You forgot something, brother.
You
forgot to tell when the people from South America come up, they're going to kick him in his behind, too.
Oh, yeah, they're going to do that to him. They're going to have at that gringo.
These are the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And this is what you see today in the fall of America. Brother, we're going to go to the phone line real quick, but I'm not going to even mute you. I'm going to try to keep my mouse away from your microphone because if I get over it, the devil clicks you off. So we'll go to the phone lines real quick. 314, you're on a Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. We say unto you, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How you doing today, brother?
I'm fine, sir.
That's you have to excuse that. That's Brother Rashid. He's at his office right now, and you'll hear the his radio blaring in the background from time to time because he's handling business. So go ahead with your question, brother, or whatever you have to say.
Just wanted to tell you, teach the time, brother. Keep carrying on with what you're doing despite all the hardships, and ask Brother Rashid to come closer to his microphone so we can hear him better. He's kind of a little
okay, brother.
In the background.
Okay,
all right. Messenger.
Thank you, brother. Salaam alaikum, my brother. Brothers and sisters, I do this out of love, out of passion. It takes a lot of time. Brother, dude, I have a family. I have a big family. And I have to, we homeschool the children. And you know, me and my wife, we had to get out there, our schedules. I'm in the day, she in the night, stuff like that. So we work around that, and we still have time to upgrade the articles on the site, to listen to the news, and it takes hours to do clips. Even if it's two or three clips, it takes hours because you have to go through so much news, and we do this free of charge. Why? Because I want you to know exactly what I know. This is the mind frame that we all should have. I want for my brother, but I want for myself. I want you to understand the time so that you can take yourself out of the bullseye and put yourself in the safety zone that is wrapped up by God by following the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. If you do that, man, no weapon, word, or action taken, spoken, or formed against you will ever prosper. I can bear witness to this. I've been in situations that I know that God had to be with me because that was the only way out. And this is why I come to you, teaching you this, because I've been at the lowest point. And God has elevated me to give me friendships in all walks of life. He has given me, I'm not rich, but I'm not worrying. He has helped me. Fine clothes, cars, friendships in all walks of life. That heaven that was promised to the believer, if you submit, it is all for the taking. I bear him witness to this. I don't want to show, you know how the Christians say, testify. Well, I want to testify to you, black man and black woman, that this promise is true. I'm not saying that I don't have problems. I'm not saying that I don't forget certain things. The other day, my wife and I, we were sitting around. I had Friday. Let me tell you, I wanted to testify just to show you that we go through the same things that you go through. So Friday, I gave my wife, because I was in a rush, gave her some money to go pay the water bill. I thought she did, but she forgot. And so as I'm leaving out the door Monday, they're there to turn the water off. And I said, Nicole, did you? She said, oh, my God, I forgot. She said, let me call them real quick and pay them over with our car. And that's how we did it. But I'm just telling you, we go through the same things that you go through. But we don't let this get in the way. I'm talking to the people now. We don't let this get in the way of our desire to tell you the truth of what God has delivered to you. Because the sacrifice of one or 1 million of us is puny in comparison to the whole 68 million of our kind here in America and the billions around the world. This is where we are, black man and black woman. We still have our dear brother Rashid on the air. And like we've said to you, everything that you see, and listen to me good. We've talked about these things. Go back and listen to some of the shows. We're going to be playing these shows all week long. You'll be able to listen to another show tomorrow. And after that, the next day. We want you to see that we said these things prior to the stuff happening Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
about the great market sell-off and collapse, and how if something happened in China, it will quickly affect the rest of the world, and it will cause prices to go up and down. It will cause the destruction of wealth, right? And all while this is going on, guess what they never really told you about? When they kept pointing the finger at China, China pointed the finger back at the Federal Reserve. And when they pointed the finger, the Central Bank of China said it's the Fed's fault. So now there's a war of words. But guess who wins out? The one who has the $4.1 trillion in reserves that can weather the storm. The one that has 18 to 30,000 tons of gold and continued to buy gold after markets melted down. You go to America and ask her how much gold she has. She says she has 8,000 tons. Then you ask, can you see it? She says, no. That's just like me going into the store telling them I want everything in here, and they telling me, well, I need to see your money. I say, no, just give it to me. I'll be last up out of the store. You understand? So the meltdown is truly in America. China is just a sidebar. China is just a sidebar. And brother, speaking on that, Brother Rashid, remember what we was talking about how this thing is jumping off in the Middle East and how that spark right there will light a flare and it will go regional and then it will go over to Asia. Don't you see that stuff starting to position on the grand chessboard now? Are you still here, Brother Rashid? They may have cut him off. Okay, brother, could you speak up a little bit closer to, they said, the people said, could you speak up a little bit in your microphone so they can hear you just a little bit better?
Okay, brother, what you were saying again?
You know how you and I have been talking about the situation that's going on in the Middle East and in Asia and how it pertains to the salvation of the black men and women in America. Can you now see how all of the pieces are being put in place on this geopolitical chessboard, which will finally lead to the breaking of American power and domination and stranglehold across the globe?
Yeah, you can see that now, brother. You can see that this world is coming to an end. It's very easy to see that. Once his trade is cut off, that's the main thing with China, brother. His trade must be cut off. His trade must be cut off. Once his trade is cut off, then, brother, he don't have anything to give anybody. Like America's stuff is held up like the signal on the city on the hill, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And once that takes place, then he's lost. Once people are fascinated with his wealth, and everybody thinks that America, everything about America is great or whatever, take away his trade, then people start leaving him.
Yeah.
And this is what this China and all the rest of this stuff is, to break his trade.
Yeah. That's what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us. Listen. Let me go, brother. You said, you hold on for one second. I'm not going to mute you. I want to follow you up before you go a little further in what you were saying, because as you were talking about the trade, I thought about what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said about this situation, and you'll see that it's the same thing concerning Great Britain or England or whatever you want to call it. In chapter 33 of The Fall of America, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this right here. He says, Babylon is used as an example for some distant people or their history. According to the prophets, this name Babylon is something that begins in Genesis and ends in Revelation. It is found throughout the entire Bible. Therefore, we must not look at it as one personal part. We must not look at it as spelling out to us the ancient only. In Jeremiah, the Bible, we see a daughter of ancient Babylon. He calls the people the daughters of ancient Babylon. These people are not the old parents, but they are the daughters from those parents. The daughter of ancient Babylon refers to a more late and modern civilization whose people give themselves over to the practice of the same evil that the people of ancient Babylon practiced. But the modern people were more capable of improving on the practices of the people of ancient Babylon. Therefore, he calls this modern people the daughters of ancient Babylon. In Isaiah, Bible 47:1, ask this question, the daughters of Babylon, come down and sit in the dust. O virgin daughter of Babylon, sit on the ground. There is no throne, for thou shalt no more be called tender nor delicate. What Brother Rashid is saying to you is that we see within our own view that America, England, France, and Europe, their trade is being broken, their economies are in decline, and their power is being destroyed, and their power is waning, and they are desperate. So they're waging wars all over their former colonial nations to maintain their grip over these nations. But Muhammad says, Isaiah says, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Then Muhammad goes further and says this. The daughters of Babylon seem to have been a very rich people, and they had fought a state of great wealth. Listen to this good. He says, the daughters of Babylon seem to have been a very rich people, and they had fallen from a state of great wealth. Doesn't this reflect America? Doesn't this reflect England? Isn't this reflecting France and Europe, the Eurozone? Muhammad says, Isaiah used Babylon as a pretty girl whose lovers used to be plentiful. Her wealth and attractiveness. Now she has become ill-looking and has no more attraction upon the people. So he said, sit down in the dust. You are no more respected and attractive to the people. Now, this is the breaking of trade. So long as America could command the price of gold and silver, so long as she could manipulate the market, so long as she can print her dollars in infinitum, and the British pound was pegged to the dollar, right? She looked attractive to the nations, and everybody was clamoring to come to America. Everybody was clamoring for a piece of trade with America. But now the world is turning and starting their own thing, bypassing SWIFT, bypassing the dollar, having currency exchanges, currency swap deals, bilateral trade deals, that is Xing out the pound, Xing out the dollar, Xing out the euro, right? So they're no longer attractive to the aboriginal people because they have nothing left to attract them with. Their wealth is no more. And the only thing that they have is the power of the gun. No matter what you go to, if they can't get you to bow to them politically, they then revert to the power of the gun. So what says you, Brother Rashid?
Yeah, well, brother, you didn't say it all, Black. You know, I was thinking about, I was talking to one of my daughters the other day about getting a relationship with our God. You have to trust that Master Farad Muhammad is your God, and you have to believe in him. Like the man said, a belief counts for nothing unless carried into know. You must know that Master Farad Muhammad will save us. And this is the reason why a lot of our people, brother, they're not rooted into the messenger's teaching, and they allow the devil to come in there. You know, I want to go get my shotgun, and well, the devil got a cruise missile, and you got a shotgun that he's gonna allow him to. You gonna defeat him with your shotgun when he got a cruise missile that can blow, send halfway around the world and kick.
Yeah.
Have to trust in our God to do what he said he gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
He done everything that he said. He after 400 years, he sent us a messenger, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
After 6,000 years, God came back and fulfilled his promise. He's not gone. He's here now. The man said, your God is on scene. He's not to come. He's here. So you got to trust him. You got to trust him, and you got to trust in our messenger that he got the right way, brother, not no somebody that is a dead man that's got to be saved. All of us black people in America have to be saved. All of us.
Well, brother, let me interrupt you here and say this. Well, what about the people say, well, the messenger is no longer amongst us. We got to go get this and do that and blah, blah, blah. What do you have to say, brother?
I said the messenger. The messenger told you that he was not going to be here for the whole until we came out of America. You study, and that he said the angels are the ones that will come get us. He didn't say that some brother up the street with a can of gasoline is going to help save us, run the white man, free us from the white man. No, brother, the angels. Everything is done. We were put in a position that we can't get ourselves in. No one can free us from the white man but Master Farad Muhammad, the Holy Angel. And we must allow them to do what they said they were going to do. Time moves on, and time is the one that's going to bring us about. Bring us. All right, black man, I got to go. Salaam alaikum.
All right, brother. Thank you for joining us, brother. Salaam alaikum. For those who are still listening, we're still on air. We still have a few more minutes. And then we're going to have a follow-up to this show.
You can put back on the train, Maria. You can put that.
And hopefully we'll have a follow-up to this show Saturday, and we'll have the clips. Hopefully that Blog Talk allows to play the clips. But I do want to still go to the phone line, and we're going to go to the 424. If they allow me to click on, I'm clicking. Give me a second, 424. 424, you're now on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. I say unto you, brother, assalamu alaikum.
Like Sly, sir. Good morning to you, brother. Good morning to you, guest, Brother Rashid. Beautiful, as always, outstanding teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. See, this is just goes to show and prove to all the listeners, brothers and sisters, and whomever is listening to this show, that this is the undisputed heavyweight champion of truth of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brother, you cannot refute this. No matter what the devil does to try to, you know, hinder the show and try to disrupt callers and knock people off, brother, this truth will live on forever. This is what our people have to understand. Message Elijah Muhammad met with God himself, not in a vacuum, not in a dream. He came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. See, this is what we don't understand, and what Brother Rashid had mentioned earlier in relation to his daughter, we black people still believe in this mystery God.
Yeah.
We don't believe that God is a live, living human being. Now, we could put a picture of this blonde-haired, blue-eyed man of this image of Jesus, who was Caesar Borgia, and believe this man of 2,000 years ago is going to come back, but we can't believe in the presence of a God who has come and raised up one from amongst us. Because, see, we want to believe how we want to believe. We want to do things according to how we want to do it. See, the messenger's program is strict discipline. And this is what we need, brother. We need more than anything to get in line and in order. See, the God is not going to allow us to do what we want to do. He's not
right on.
See, we have to get in line. Brother, it's just like going to the military. You join the military, brother, they are restrictions. You have to do things according to the jurisdictions of the militancy of this devil. You go anywhere, there are bylaws and regulations in this world of the devil. But see, we don't want to get in line because this is Messenger Elijah Muhammad, and we don't want to accept this, brother. As the messenger says, accept me and live, reject me and die. We got a choice. The time is running out, brother. Keep on, black man. Thank you, sir.
Waalaikum salam. And a lot of us are dying out in the streets for no reason, no cause. We're trying to civilize a devil that can't be civilized. We're trying to see if the devil has the same type of morality or compassion as we have, and he doesn't. Nature didn't put that in him. And you say, well, this person is. Well, there's always a aborigine. Like, what I mean by that, let me say, there's always a distortion from the original nature or the original thing. You always have that, right? And some people may have a distorted nature, even though they may be devils. The messenger spoke about that, and he speaks about that through his teaching. Well, you can't focus on the 10% of the entire white race. You've got to focus on the hell that the 90% of the white race is giving to you, and let God sort out the rest. You understand? We're at a time now that you must understand that your very survival is at stake. And you're not going to make God and his prophets and his messengers and his apostles out to be liars. When God has deemed a thing to be, regardless of whether you understand, I know some of you are like this. Well, I can't see that. I don't understand it. Well, you're going through your thinking. You got to realize that your thoughts are corrupted, right? Didn't the Bible tell you that? Your thoughts are of corruption. But what we're teaching you of is the incorruptible God and his thoughts. Right? And so you can't dispute it. You just don't have the time or the wherewithal within yourself to digest it. But there's something coming over the near horizon that will force you to take a second look, that will force you to submit. If it doesn't, all of the scriptures are lies. All of the prophets are liars. All of the apostles are liars. All of the messengers are liars. And all of the words that the God spoke is lie, and he is not God. And if this is the case, everything is in vain. And we know it's not. There's a purpose for everything and a season unto all things. And now it has been the season of the devil. And as the season and the time moves on, the devil is now withering away, and it is now the infinite season of God. I know that we are all God, but we're not the God that we should be. So God in person comes to lift you up, to raise you up, to wash you up, to clean you up, so that you will make that earthen vessel, that body, a temple of God. So when you get out of here, he can put his new mind in you. He doesn't give it to you all in the land of Pharaoh. Go look in the Bible. When God removes the people out of the land of Pharaoh, he gives them a second book, a second education. Because he didn't want this to be given in the land of Pharaoh. Pharaoh got to listen to it. And Pharaoh understood it, and it changed his heart. So God gives it to the people after they are removed from out of the land of Pharaoh. This is you, black man and black woman. God has a new education. He's going to put a new song in your heart and a new thought in your mind. If you will hold on and be confident, even in the midst of all of this fear, this collapse, this violence, if you just hold on, God will see you through. No one can comfort a heart like God. Hold on to him, and I can guarantee you, that's a handle that will never break off. Grab and latch on to Elijah Muhammad. I want you to do that. Try him. You've tried the rest. Now I say to you all, try the best. Try God and his messenger and the message that is tailor-made for the people who are lying in the mud of American civilization. It's for you, your redemption, and your salvation. Black man and black woman, check out the show tomorrow, and then check out the show Saturday. And if you're able to donate, go and donate and help us to continue giving this indisputable, undefeatable truth of God and his messenger to the entire world. We thank all of the thousands of people who listen. Listen, we've gotten a summary by some of the things, to some of the programs that my wife has put out there. Irregardless to what Blog Talk is telling you, we are having tens of thousands of listeners to the show, and tens of thousands of downloads to the show, irregardless to the few thousand that Blog Talk will say, because we have this new program or whatever, and we know that God is blessing this show. Help us to help others on the way of truth. I love you with an undying passion and liberation for all of you, but God loves you best. May Allah keep and bless you. As-salamu alaykum, black man and black woman. Oh, they're playing outro. I love you, black man and black woman. I'm out of here.
Click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the mood I'm in. Day to day, the roads we take.